Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
All right, good morning to you. Power of love. Power of caring about winning.
For real. Yeah, seriously.
It's called the Jahlil Okafor effect, or the opposite thereof. All right.
We got to come up with something. It's like the hardest worker. Who's Pete Rose. Pete Rose, you're the Pete Rose effect on
Jimmy Connors.
Sure.
You couldn't try it harder than Jimmy Connors.
Jalen Hurts.
Jalen Hurts wants to win like hell. Yeah. There's no question.
I refuse to compare you to Jalen Hurts, but
hey,
it is
listen.
True.
It's his birthday today. Happy birthday.
What is he, 26?
27.
27.
Yeah.
All right. Jalen, happy birthday.
AKA his physical athletic prime.
That's what many say.
Yeah.
That's what many say about athletes. 27 years old. All right, let's give you two different.
Or 47 in your case.
Well,
yesterday, you're damn right, Rhea.
So I'll tell you one thing about my athletic past, which I could have told you over the last couple weeks, but chose to keep hidden.
Ooh.
Fifth grade, Penn Charter Day Camp. Yes. Tennis champion.
There you go.
But, you know, I didn't want to.
Penn Charter Day Camp. I love it. Tennis
well, not when well, day care. No, day care is the wrong term.
Day camp, you said.
Summer camp.
Summer camp. Yeah,
summer
exactly.
Camp.
Yeah, that's great.
Penn Charter summer camp.
Kept that one tight. You didn't want to let anyone know.
That would have really rattled Jack.
Time accolades from fifth grade.
Correct. All right.
Are we drug testing for this?
Hey. I will say,
Joe was live yesterday. Was moving around like
I can't tell you how much the groin injection helped.
It must have.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
You were moving pretty well, Johnny. He was moving well.
Yeah. You are on the juice, like you're roided up, man.
Love it.
But
Barry Bonds to camera.
Difference.
Yeah. Well, it's more like Lane Johnson. Remember when Lane played through the injury in 2022? And he now listen, mine's not as bad as his. Whatever my injury
it's like
is,
Andy Pettit. Remember his whole thing was he was like I was recovering from injury when he was on the Mitchell report.
But I'm saying with Lane Johnson in 2022 played through a torn groin for the playoffs that year. Played like the last 2 months.
Got it.
Now mine's definitely not that bad, but
really?
Well, no, it was 5 years ago.
I know.
To be clear,
you're also not playing professional football.
No, I'm not. All right, two different Twitter poll questions of the day, both brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin's annual sizzling sales event is on now. Visit ArminChevy.com for details. Together, let's drive. Visit Armin. Go to Armin Chevrolet. Poll question. Do you think the Eagles should play Jalen Hurts at any point in a preseason game this year? Yes or no? Would you play him? Do you think they should? Second poll question. What's your main reaction to me being up 2-1 in the athletic competition versus Fritz? We've got three choices for you to kind of sum up where people could be. Which one are you? A, surprised that I'm up 2-1. B, shocked that I'm up 2-1. C, you actually expected this. Where do you stand on all this? Your reaction to tennis yesterday and your sense of anticipation for the Eagles game tonight. Let's go to Andy in Deptford right now. Andy, good morning.
Morning, team. We live. We hot. What's up, my guy?
We're good, buddy.
Big shout out to the camera, man. Big performance on my guy yesterday. Wasn't expecting that, but, you know, you showed these young chump whippersnappers that, you know, the five P's will set you apart. Your prior, your preparation is always going to prevent poor performance. Big shout out to you. But John Ritchie, what kind of NFL teammate were you, man? You can't go out and support your guy. This is what? How many events? The third event? How many have you been at?
Yeah, I couldn't make it.
Like, what's the excuse? I see the video playing. I see Rhea out there. Mm. I see Seltzer out there.
All right, Andy, let me jump in.
Like, where's the support?
John had some family stuff he had to attend to, which is obviously the most important thing.
Okay, all right. Well, here's the
And
deal.
He was planning on being there the prior Wednesday. Yeah. Stuff happened.
And Andy,
if it weren't for the heat, blame the freaking heat.
And Andy, the other thing I'll say, remember, Andy, we didn't schedule tennis on Wednesday until Monday, so that did make it hard to rearrange
schedules. A lot of us had
schedules.
To scramble to do things.
Yeah, yeah.
So. Yep. Events, hopefully John can commit to one. But with the afternoon show, I mean, Joe, you're completely embarrassing those guys. You got Spike Eskin, a.k.a. Gilly the Kid for Jack Fritz. I mean, turtling up. Like, Jack Fritz may have to retire from radio after you beat this chump. Because I don't know how he's going to be able to come on the airwaves, show his face anywhere after getting embarrassed by Joe freaking the camera. I mean, big shout out to you, my guy.
I do that's think that's what
it's... Now let's retire this chump.
It's got to be called.
All right, Andy, point. Good call, buddy. Appreciate
Andy
it.
Andy calls it an embarrassment. Yesterday, that was... Joe, you should... he should feel like you embarrassed him. You dominated him. Clearly.
He
and
was
then,
better
and then
than I expected.
An extra couple games.
Yeah, he was actually, though, not... It's a hard thing to describe. Like, he... I didn't think he was so bad.
Well,
Ray, is that fair or not?
Yeah, no, it's
fair?
Absolutely fair. Like he had a good return on a couple of them. Where he got in trouble was, I think the baseball mentality came in where he hit it too hard.
He did,
and so then he would overcompensate by hitting it soft.
Well, here's a couple things. And listen, I think he was doing what he can do at his level. But I'll just say this: my evaluation. Number one, he struggled dramatically. When I would hit the ball back near the baseline, which I did almost every time.
It was a disaster for him.
Like, yeah, he would be backpedaling and then trying to hit it. And he's like, his foot placement.
He had no idea where to be on the court.
Correct.
That was a massive issue for Jack. So that, even when you were serving, he was in the wrong spot a lot of times.
I agree.
But the words that you used there, his level. Like, your levels were so disparate.
I think
you know,
so.
It was like baseball.
Levels.
Richie, it was like baseball.
Yeah,
it was. Sure. Like, when I watched baseball, I was like, Jack is just better at this. Yeah. When I watched tennis, I was like, Joe is just better at this. Yeah, like, that's what
well,
it was.
I appreciate it. The other thing I'd say is that, and this is why I didn't want Coach Harris talking about topspin before, but I was giving him a lot of topspin, and I figured he would probably not, like, handle it well, and he did not handle it well. I don't think he knew he
well,
wasn't handling
it.
See, you understand
at
what I'm saying?
Level,
he didn't know what it was coming at him.
Well, at his level,
yes.
Like, topspin is a thing. He's not even... Like,
I think
aware
so.
Of it all.
But he was working out with a baseball player.
Right.
You know, he's practicing with a baseball player. He's just hitting it back. They're just hitting C ball, hit ball.
Right. But if he had played with someone over the last couple weeks who could provide that for him, he could have learned
how
to
handle that. Well, that's where Half-Ass Jack comes in. Right. Justin Morgenstein, who plays tennis, played in high school, like, knows tennis, like, offered to play with him for weeks, apparently. Kept saying, hey, Jack, let's go out. And Jack was like, no, I got goose.
How does I was going to ask James how you think he feels, but let's listen to how some of what he said. James, number 20. Actually, let's start with 25. How their show started yesterday. Then we'll get to 26. That's our little lingo, ladies and gentlemen.
We got a lot of cuts of the afternoon. Jay's the main takeaway.
So we're going to play what we call afternoon 25 and afternoon 26, talking about this competition. We're up to tennis and reaction. Let's start with 25. How they started their show yesterday.
Ike, how you feeling, Doug?
Brother Spike.
Yep.
I'm doing not too good today. Just two losses right between the eyes.
Yep.
First of all, Fritz goes down.
Yep.
Then the Phillies go down. I need something to pick me up, man. Hopefully this show can do it for me. Jackie Baseball, how you doing in there today, brother? Holla at your boy.
I'm all right.
Oh, of course you are. Of course you don't care.
I care.
You don't. You don't.
He was better than I thought.
So
that's like Jack. That was like perfect. That was such a perfect encapsulation.
But I do want to say this, that I'm wondering if it's occurring. Okay. And this is a bit of a criticism or an observation. And I don't mean to be rude. But I wonder if he's framing things that way as a defense mechanism for him thinking he's going to lose this overall. And it's not so much that he doesn't care, it's that this is his approach publicly. because like the shame of losing maybe headed his way. I'm wondering if that's in play here.
I don't know. Because he sounds so
two different issues.
That
I don't think.
Far ahead.
Well, I don't think he's preparing properly, but I actually think he's subconsciously preparing for the overall loss and framing his public comments as sort of.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Distant from the action. If that makes sense.
Sure, it's the laissez-faire, yeah. You know, hey, whatever happens, happens almost thing. But that's, man.
You never heard that from Michael Jordan.
That's not what we're looking for
yeah,
here.
Yeah, you never heard that from MJ.
This is supposed to be a contest of who is the better athlete. If I were you, Jack, I'd take this personally.
I agree. I would dig in. Let's listen to more. Jack's main statement. So when the show was about 30 seconds or a minute in, he kind of gave his main statement. Here's what he said.
What is there to be like? Listen. Can I just address everyone?
Address them.
Thank you. He was pretty good at tennis. Like way better than I thought.
We knew he was going to be pretty good at tennis.
I didn't think he was going to be good at tennis.
His coach called up and said he's pretty good at tennis.
And listen.
He was working with a coach every day while you were playing twice with Goose.
Dude, he's got nothing to do. I got it. He was better than I thought. And credit to him. Like, I thought he was great. Don't think it was a disaster.
It was that you lost 6-1 and you threw some throwing temper tantrums at
I threw
end.
One tennis racket. It was when it was over.
See, he's being jokey about it.
We're jokey guys.
No.
All right. Well, that's, you know, largely how he framed things. You can react.
Didn't he hit a ball towards you once?
Oh, I didn't notice that.
I didn't notice
You know what's
that
funny,
either.
Ray? I heard them talk about his tantrums or meltdowns.
I didn't think he had them.
Well,
really
I
that
didn't
much.
Notice it. So let me tell you, every time a point ended, almost every time, I would turn my back to buy some time. I'd go, if you notice, back toward
the bench. Especially towards the end of the game, you needed a couple seconds.
I wasn't looking at his reaction at all. So I didn't know any of that was going on.
I honestly didn't think it was that bad.
But, John, he did on the last play, the last point, he threw his racket.
And then yelled an F-bomb.
Oh, did he?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, see, I didn't hear that. Okay.
Yeah. Well, a little too late.
Yeah, it was, John. It was. It felt like the whole match, he was just like, all right. And then at the end, he was like, damn, I lost.
You were toying with him until that ace.
Oh, listen, I could have done that.
When I saw you unfurl that, I went, oh, my God.
Well, he threw out that one slam earlier, if you remember, where you really slammed it down hard. And you could tell you had it in your bag in that moment.
Totally. I mean, I just was holding it back, frankly.
Do we have the envelope yet?
Well, the envelope.
All right, we got to wait on the envelope. I have it. The envelope is right here. It's just, we got to wait.
All right. We love him. We know him. Anthony in New Jersey. Anthony, the floor is yours. Yes.
That's what you do. That's how you do.
That's what
you do. Damn impressive.
That bang.
Hey, John. You like that? You like that?
It really was.
Who's my man?
Good, Anthony.
Me.
Hey, Rhea.
Yes.
I appreciate you, Rhea, for holding up my spot. You held my spot down. You were the loudest in the building. Because, of course, I would have been me if I was there. Hey, Hammer.
Yes.
His nickname is Jack Quit.
Oh, boy.
I tell you, man, Jackie Quit. Hey, Hammer, man, I respect you, man. When Jack got up on you in baseball and embarrassed you, you didn't put your head down. You didn't hide. You didn't grab the baseball and run and go home. You held high, your head high. You was a little disappointed. You let a couple of us down.
Sure.
You wanted to play better. You didn't play better. Okay. But what do? You put your head down and you freaking worked. You went to work with Coach Harris. You worked your ass off, Joe. Congratulations, man. Hey, job is not finished.
Correct.
It is not over. It is not done. Jack took his baseball, his tennis ball, his racket, and he went home like the little girl in the woods that he is. Man, he said he don't care. What do you mean you don't care? This is a coping mechanism.
Well, we know, you know, Anthony, the irony is we know he cares because he would not have been so demonstrative on the court if he didn't care. He does care.
It is a defense mechanism, the not care thing. I agree.
Yeah, he's presenting himself verbally on the air one way, but internally I think he feels something.
I thought Anthony was about to give a, we're not done yet, Doug Peterson there.
Totally.
Anthony, I want you to know, I really appreciate your tremendous support.
Hammer, head down, man. Nick Sirianni, man. We're going to keep working.
Yep.
Head down. This is not over with, Hammer.
Correct.
This is not over with, Hammer. Congratulations, man.
Thank you.
You did what you said you was going to do, man. And best believe, I'm calling today. Bobon! Talk to you later, Bobon!
And Anthony, give him an oaf also. Because the thing about the reason why I thought oaf was so appropriate, I didn't think he was really that naturally athletic, and I thought yesterday kind of showed that.
Oh, man.
And I expect that in basketball. I'm going to be candid.
Jack,
I do.
Jack has two left feet, Hammer.
Two left feet. That's funny.
I don't think, and running is off my long shot now, Hammer. You got this, man.
Thank you, buddy.
You can win the next two, Hammer.
Anthony, wow. you are the man. Anthony,
I do think
you
with running, you need to just do everything you
maybe
can to just mess with his head. Whatever you want to, like, I think running is the 2-1 lead with the you having quote unquote no chance in running, which I believe you have no chance, but we'll go quote unquote. I think gives you a real opportunity to lay the groundwork for basketball.
Okay, fair enough. Hey, by the way, life advice with the Hammer later today in the 9 o'clock hour. What do you need some help with in life? Some advice? Get to Seltzer on Facebook, Twitter, or the text line. Three ways to interact with the show. Best scenario presented will make the show in the 9 o'clock hour. Let's also give you a chance right now, meaning right now for the rest of the show, to win Linkin Park tickets. They're going to be in town in about a week on August 16th at the Wells Fargo Center. Tickets are on sale at Ticketmaster.com. Once again, that is Ticketmaster.com. So one of the things, obviously, about this competition that has stood out, I think, for many people, is that a lot of people are surprised that I'm down, that Jack's down 2-1 and I'm up 2-1. So sort of in honor of that concept, we will ask you today at 215-592-9494, in addition to your comments about the Eagles and tonight's game and the tennis competition and where this thing stands overall, who or what surprised you? I could be a winning answer, maybe, if I can complete the mission with one of the next two competitions. I could be a winning answer, you know, some number of years from now. But of things from the past, best answer, who or what surprised you is going to win the Linkin Park tickets today? Richie, what comes to mind for you for who or what surprised you?
The movie
Fargo.
Mm-hmm.
Do you say Stormer? Is his name pronounced Stormer?
Oh,
Peter
yeah.
Stormer?
Oh, yeah. Stormare. Peter Stormare. Or Stormer, whatever it is. There's a T in there.
Stormare. The way he used a wood chipper surprised me.
Great answer.
It's an interesting movie. I liked it. I didn't love it as much as some, but it's a very different, interesting movie. Seltzer, who or what surprised you?
I'll just take it off the board. I think it's the only answer today that is actually unbeatable because his name is Nick Foles.
Yeah.
And he surprised an entire city with what he did.
I wasn't like utterly shocked.
By
but
the
I was
time
surprised.
He got to shoot, I'm talking when
I think
he came
surprise
in to
is
start.
The word.
When he came in, yeah. The fact that if you had told us what was going to happen when Nick Foles took over, I think we all would have been surprised, shocked, whatever.
Yeah, no, I think that is a reasonable answer. Rhea, who or what surprised you?
I have a weird one, but it's only because I read a book on him. Do you know Tom Hanks is a voracious collector of manual typewriters?
I did not know that.
He has
really?
250.
Wow. Good for him.
It's so bizarre.
I mean, I guess when you got all the money in the world, find some weird thing to collect, right?
Yeah, you can do what you want, obviously.
Do you think he has the most prized one?
Well, probably.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah, I mean, if you put that much time into it, you probably have something you care the most about. Look, a lot of ways to go here for who or what surprised you. I mean, I will just tell you, there's a couple movie haymaker answers, so I'm going to take the usual suspects off the board.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to take the Crying Game off the board.
Oh,
jeez.
I'm going to take Primal Fear off the board. I'm just read 1, 2, 3. And just, I'll let everyone else
fair
have a crack at everyone else. Because we talked about them like a week
that's
ago.
Job.
So that's one fell
oh, Marty. You know what? I'm going to give you one more. That's Sixth Sense thing. Yeah, okay. 4.
You take Planet of the Apes too. Why not?
Fine. 5. 5 movies off the board.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow. I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.